Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the final week of February 2019 here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that is right. We are back once again for another week of news here. News AF, to be exact. And so we're going to bring in the guys from the News AF team. They're just a little bit differently, and I'll explain why. First, I'll do this for the first time. Mr. Danny Bryson.
Oh, this is horse shit.
I don't even know how to react. I'm usually, yes. While you're talking about Tyson, preparing some remarks. That was just like, bam, in my face.
Here I am preparing all face. My remarks.
Okay. Because sometimes then we get into something with Tyson, and then it's like 20 minutes into the show.
Yes.
And also Danny is here. So
that's a pretty passive-aggressive way to Jesus, Rob.
First.
Ouch.
And then we Thank can you. Talk to a man who is the star of TV and commercial and the star of the Tall Slim Tees campaign. Pain, Mr. Tyson Apostle.
Whoop whoop. Yeah, I am. I starred in a commercial, and it's hilarious. It's on YouTube, so you should all go to YouTube and watch it. And that's about it, right? Yeah. It's these T-shirts.
Hear a clip of Tyson talking about Tall Slim Tees. What's the premise here, Tyson?
So the premise is I play 8 different characters who are all very similar to me as a person.
Well, this is like the Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
Ooh, guest.
Or Madea does Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Does Madea play a lot of characters or just Madea?
Well, Madea is actually Tyler Perry. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
No, I know that. I know that. Did Tyler Perry play other characters in the movie too?
I don't think he plays
like
Madea very well.
He was everybody in the Nutty Professor.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Well, I'm going to have to confess to say that as many times as I've watched Madea movies, I still am unfamiliar with the current going-ons there.
Madea's funeral.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Is that actually a movie, Madea's funeral?
A new Madea movie is coming out.
Wow. It's like Ernest. Ernest was all over the place. Jail.
Yeah. other Halloween. Places.
Yeah, Halloween. Madea seems to be the same.
What is recognized to be the greatest Ernest movie? Do we know?
Yeah, the only one I can remember.
It's
Ernest
Halloween.
Goes to Jail.
No, it's the Halloween one.
I can't remember that one.
Where he's trying to figure out how to kill the trolls, and the secret is M space LK, and he comes up with Malk. So he's trying to find where Malk is and what Malk is, because all he can read is the M space LK, and he's like, how do I get my hands on some Malk? And it's milk, actually.
How did that not win an Oscar?
Dude, I think it
like
did.
A great movie.
But we were too young to remember. So Tall Slim Tees. If we move on, this commercial is me talking about my first time, and it's alluding to my first time having a sexual intercourse, but in actuality, it's my first time wearing a Tall Slim Tee, which is a tee that is a little bit slimmer than a regular tee and a bit longer.
Okay.
So like the medium size fits someone who's like, you know, slender, but like over 6 feet tall.
All right, and then so let's hear a little bit of Tyson talking about
the cowboy one. The cowboy character is the best one.
Okay, this is like this is like your demo reel. Okay, is this the cowboy character? Let's see,
the one with the cowboy hat.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
nobody forgets their first time. Just thinking about it gets my heart racing with excitement.
My roommate had done it the week before and asked if I wanted to give it a whirl.
And then you're back to talking about the other character.
Then I'm a bunch of different characters.
Who are your 8 characters?
What's next in the show, Rob?
There's like a guy with a backwards baseball cap.
Oh no, I know. I don't.
There's a guy.
Four
with
of the characters are about the same, and then there's the cowboy character, and the guy with the scarf is like the hipster dude.
Yeah. Are any of the characters based on Danny?
All of them, in some way or another.
You know, the idea of the first time, that's a perfect commercial for this day and age with Colton on The Bachelor.
Yes,
so much discussion about his first time.
That's true.
This is a good commercial.
Yes. Danny, could you describe your first time at the hot soup bar?
I could first scent caught in my nostrils. It was warm, steamy. I walked up and caressed its smooth surface. Hot to the touch. I began to sweat. Beads of sweat breaking out of my brow.
I knew I had to have it in my mouth.
I knew I had to have some. I reached for the ladle. It was covered in sauce. But that didn't deter me.
So gross. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Did you get snow this week?
No.
No snow at your house?
It was nearby. No snow at my house. No.
Wait, are we done with Tyson's commercial? I really want to know.
We're going to post a link to it.
I want to know, but Tyson, from your, like, is this a product you actually enjoy? Like, would you wear this? Is this something
I do wear them. Yes.
People with your body type
yes.
need to wear?
Because what I do, let me tell you what I do, or what I used to do with all my shirts, is I would wash them in cold water in the wash machine, then pull them out, and then pull them all and stretch them. And then hang dry them, and it would give it a little extra length that way. Now I can just wash these and dry them, and they still have enough length that my belly button's not popping out. And as my dad bod gets bigger and better, I need, you know, a little bit longer shirt.
The belly button popping out could be a look.
Well, it's definitely sexy if you have the stomach for it, but I don't have the stomach. You have the stomach for it probably, Danny. I don't.
J-Lo has the stomach for it.
God damn.
She's way older than us.
Yeah, but she works on that. What do you think I'm doing all day?
You're not working out like she is.
No, for sure not.
Okay, so I have the definitive list of the Ernest movie rankings. So there's been nine.
Is it from Danny's blog?
Ernest movies.
Oh my gosh, nine.
They rank. This would be a good game of is this a real Ernest movie or not? So
Halloween is the best one for sure.
Nine Ernest movies with IMDb. They're all pretty much in a small area. The worst is a 4.7 on IMDb, and the best is a 5.8.
Okay.
So they're all very similar in the ballpark. You want from 9 to 1 or 1 to 9?
We want
9 to 1.
No, 9 to 1.
So you want the best
one
first?
Worst Ernest movie rated by IMDb. Okay. 1994's Ernest Goes to School.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Number 8. Okay. Was 1997's, I never even heard of this one.
Ernest Goes to Camp, Ernest Goes to Prison,
Ernest Goes to Africa.
Whoa. Oh,
well, at number.
Maybe that one doesn't stand the test of time.
They all do.
You know what I mean?
Let me guess number 7. Ernest finds a shirt that fits him in his long torso.
Yes. Is what I never even heard of. Slam Dunk Ernest from 1995.
Oh, yeah. It was the competitor to Spaceballs. They were the same, or Space not Spaceballs, Jam. Space Jam.
Spaceballs.
For some reason, they got crazily released on the same weekend, and they was just like, it's one or the other, but both cannot, they can't coexist.
Okay. Number 6 was 1998's Ernest in the Army.
Mm-hmm. Vaguely remember that.
I remember that one.
Number 5 is 1993's Ernest Rides Again.
Okay. Sounds great.
Number 4 was 1990's Ernest Goes to Jail.
Yeah,
that's the one I remember.
Okay.
Goes to Camp.
Number 3 is Ernest Goes to Camp.
Yep.
Camp.
Number 2, it's not how it's Christmas. Number 2 is Christmas. Number 1.
And Ernest Saves Christmas is not a movie that comes like every other holiday movie you see around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Somehow Ernest Saves Christmas nobody has seen it.
How is that not stepping in front of Die
Hard? Rob, I'm not pulling
these
up on IMDb. I'm just naming them how I know they're going to lie. Like
so
I have nothing in front of me.
What's number 1?
Halloween.
Tyson
knows.
What's it called?
Ernest
Saves Halloween.
No.
No. Okay.
It's not what it's called.
It's Ernest. I don't know.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Ernest.
Oh!
From 1991.
I kind of remember that title.
That's the best one.
This is great. I've already got I know exactly what to buy you guys for
the
Christmas.
The box set.
The box set.
Okay. Online. Last question. Ernest, the actor who played him, Jim Varney, dead or alive?
Dead.
Dead. I know he's dead.
Died in 2000. Very sad. Yeah. He's a young man. I think he's only 51.
Yeah, but he smoked a bunch.
Smoked, yeah. That's how he got that crazy voice.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about some of our top stories at this hour, besides the nine Ernest films that were released between 1988 and 1998.
There was no news story associated with those films we just got talking about.
This was a big story today that The Verge ended up publishing like this huge article about one of the Facebook moderation facilities in Arizona. And you know, you sort of see these images of like Facebook headquarters of being like this super glamorous place, but they have a facility that is designed to review all of the offensive content, Danny, and the people that work there are not doing that
their jobs.
Tyson, you need to cut these people some slack.
I read about a year ago
the most depressing story about YouTube moderators.
Yeah, YouTube moderators.
No, Facebook has just as much video content, just as many beheading videos. Videos that these people have to just watch.
It's like
after
the
they
Clockwork
get
Orange there.
Oh my gosh, it is so bad.
What if we've done it to ourselves, though? Humankind has done this to themselves. They should make Tom Johansson or whoever started Facebook.
Tom Johansson.
I couldn't think of his name. Zuckerberg.
Yeah, they should make Zuckerberg the only moderator.
I don't know. I just came up with a name, lickety-split, because I
Tyson,
could not.
I like that idea. That is a great idea. Make the people who create these monsters be
put
the
them
ones
in a movie
who have
theater
to sort through it.
With those like eye popper opener things, like Clockwork Orange, where they can't close their eyes and just be like, just watch it straight and then click on if you can allow that.
Yep. And the whole time play Baby Shark.
Yeah.
The whole time while they're watching all these movies.
That's a hit song, Danny.
It is. It broke the billboards. I think it was like number 40 something.
On the
Billboard Top 100.
So the people that work there, they are not well compensated for their work, and they are getting a lot of psychological damage done to them, Tyson. They are watching snuff films. They are watching conspiracy videos.
Yeah, so does Danny.
Yes.
Danny's just stronger than them.
No. I would never in a million years want this job because it would break you. I remember the story I read was about a moderator in
California. What if we called it something different, but not a job, like an adventure? Would you like it then if we called it an adventure?
No, there is no way to sugarcoat this. Maybe get prisoners to do it. What we really need is an intuitive AI that can do it so that we aren't damaging humans psychologically by making them watch things that other humans enjoy. That's the most horrible part of it all, is these are videos that some people like that are damaging mentally.
So what if you have like a snuff film addict in there and he's just like, oh, this is all good, let's push it on through.
Put this on YouTube, kids.
Yeah, exactly.
So the weird things are happening to the people that work at the Facebook moderation facility. One person got convinced that the earth is flat because they had to watch so many conspiracy videos, Tyson. They're being radicalized.
Interesting you bring that up, Rob, because there was an article last week about how the flat earth theory is spreading, and a lot of it is due to the rabbit hole you go down. So you watch one video, but then it's like a waterfall, and eventually by the end of that 7-hour session, you're like, geez, maybe the earth is flat.
Right.
So that makes sense.
There are really long lines for the bathroom also. And I think it's because the people are crying in the bathrooms during they have like a 30-minute break and they're crying in the bathroom.
Dude, I've already got a solution for this.
Yes. What is that?
So for every horrible video they have to watch, an equally uplifting video plays next. So if they're like watching,
I don't think that balances out.
No, it does.
Well, actually, should people start flagging the really nice videos on Facebook so the moderation people have to watch the nice
videos?
That's
not a bad idea.
I kind of like that.
How about that Baby Shark video, Danny?
Dude, that'd be dope.
It's not a bad shark.
Somebody post Ernest Goes to Africa on Facebook.
Yeah.
So that people can get like an hour and a half break just watching.
It would be a legit question if that one should stay up or not. That's...
Dude, I bet there's some questionable stuff in there.
You know what
I bet you there's stuff in that video that would never allow Ernest to run for office if he was still alive.
They found a couple of employees having sex inside the stairwells in a room that was reserved for lactating mothers, according to this report from The Verge. In what one
there's moms working there?
That milk is sour. Trauma bonding, like people that have been through a horrible situation.
I call it molding. I mean, what it is a giant greyhound factory. Mm-hmm. It's taking normal citizens and turning them into greyhounds.
This is how greyhound stays in business. Yeah.
It's like pumping them out. They show up. They're clean. They're squeaky clean. They're fresh out of college, ready to get a job in technology,
working for Facebook. Yeah.
Full of dreams. Yeah, the article I read, the kid was excited to work for YouTube. He was like, oh, yeah, I got it. And then they said, well, you're going to be a moderator. He's like, okay, I'll just work my way up. And then like 2 years later, he couldn't sleep at night, hadn't slept for days, was just a horrible wreck. And then he got basically pumped out into society.
Ejaculated into the greyhound lifestyle.
Yeah, and I think a lot of these people probably join thinking, oh, cool, I'll be part of Facebook or YouTube. And then it crushes them when they see the dark side of humanity every day on their screen.
Why don't we maybe just get like elderly people to do it, since they're going to die pretty soon anyways. And they're probably a lot stricter on that stuff than like a 20-year-old kid.
I actually like that idea too, Tyson. I think you've come up with some solid solutions.
So you want to combine this moderation facility with a nursing home? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, 100%.
Because people need jobs. That's one of the reasons. The elderly don't have.
You know, Social Security isn't going as far as it used to. Everything is falling apart here. If we can keep these guys employed, or at least like give them the illusion of employment, then maybe that will be good for them.
Well, I mean, could you imagine?
Guys have like no short-term memory, so they're just like, oh, that was terrible, click, and then the next they're like,
and they'll be 1965 clean it
yeah
up.
Yes.
The problem is that I've also seen that it's a lot of older people that are watching these videos fall for the fake news also.
That is kind of bad.
Well, okay, and now you separate
those
it though
videos, Tyson.
They don't get the fake news stories.
Like over 65, I read, was like the number one demo for sharing fake news.
Oh, the only problem 100%. With the over 65 people moderating content is that they might be like, that's nothing. These millennials need to toughen up. I watched my friend's head explode to a pink mist when I landed on the beaches of Hachikaw. You
know? World War II vets?
No, that was Vietnam. I couldn't. No. I was trying to think of something more recent than World War II. Maybe Korea, but...
Yeah. Even Vietnam, those guys are pretty old.
They're pretty
now.
Old. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully we'll
figure out World War II, there's only like 4 World War II vets still alive.
Yeah. There's not a lot of them, but they and we shouldn't make them become Facebook moderators. They've already been through a lot.
So what, now you're poo-pooing on my idea?
No. I love your idea. I absolutely love it. But okay. I'm just saying, let's not take the last remaining World War II veterans and put them back into a horrible environment. They already spent their time. Right in the trenches.
As if Facebook didn't have enough problems to have this story come out then too.
Right.
The line of defense against the offensive videos.
Yeah.
Are self-harming.
Every day, the executives have to spend 2 hours moderating videos every day.
Yes.
Just so they understand they've created.
What have we done?
Yeah. Tear this down. Rip out all these hard drives. Shut it all down. I've seen enough people. I've seen enough 2 cups, 1 girl or whatever videos for it to last me a lifetime.
Okay. So, all right. So we're saying, okay, well, maybe we need artificial intelligence to be watching these videos. Maybe that's the solution. But again, this could be the first step of our robot overlords taking over, because this was an article that was published, printed on the Daily Mail, one of our favorite resources here. It talks about how smart assistants, the AI devices that you have in your home, that they can call the police, that they're getting that functionality, but also they are going to have the ability to call the police on you, Tyson, if you are breaking the law.
I thought that was already a thing.
They call the police on you?
No,
yeah,
they
I
don't
if
do
you
that.
Screamed that was just like, ah, I'm getting just murdered.
Listening. The police are listening, then, but the thing isn't calling the
oh,
police.
Oh, okay. Well, so the police are just always listening.
I think that's fraud. I think that's how it works.
I would have been busted today. I said something that the AI would not have understood. It was
what
a
did
joke.
You say?
Liz, she hadn't done something or she needed to go pick something up. And I said, that's okay. Just roll up a phone book and have it ready for me when I get home.
Okay.
And, you know, the AI could have flagged that and been like, okay.
I don't condone that type of behavior, Danny, just for the record.
Yeah, even as a joke. And okay. Neither would the AI. It would yes. be like, contact the police. A violent encounter is about to...
No, what would happen is there'd be a robot waiting there with a phone book to serve you a taste of your own medicine.
Yeah, and then... I don't like this. This isn't a good idea.
You don't like
because
this?
Because if you think about it, there's so much joking that goes on. How would the AI understand the context?
Well, that's like last week when we talked about the emojis being used in those court cases.
Yeah.
We're joking!
Ha, 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 ha.
There's just no way for anybody to know. A lot of the police are going to waste their time on like me scaring my wife.
So Tyson, you think the owner
Rachel a ton?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah,
you think the owner of the Patriots was just joking in Florida?
I don't think he got reported by a Alexa.
Okay. Well, just
that was the woman's name. No, I don't think so.
Trying to help those Patriots out a little bit.
So what happened was this was at a convention at the university.
CES?
Academics at the University of Bergen, Norway. They had talked about this idea at the ACM Conference on Artificial Intelligence, Ethics and Society in Hawaii, that there was talk about whether these smart devices should have that ability.
Nice. Everybody probably likes the idea in theory, but if you actually put it into practice, it would just be a wreck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do people want these again?
Well, I think people like the comforted feeling of this giant warm AI blanket over their house that takes care of everything for them. It reorders
everything.
All their toilet paper. It
wipes
their doorstep. It helps the warm water from the bidet go up and clean their bum. And it calls the police if they're being murdered in their sleep.
Well, I guess that if I'm being murdered, I guess I want the police called. But
that's the thing. It's like, here, we'll provide this service for the most extreme situation.
What if I'm cutting the tag off a mattress? Not that I would do that.
Or you're in China and you're slandering the government.
Yes.
So no, we don't need this. Not at least not yet.
Okay. All right. So we'll be on the lookout.
When do we need it?
I'll tell everybody when they need it.
I mean, this was how Ernest went to jail, right, Tyson?
Yeah. This is how he went to jail, I think.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
He had one of these things. Okay. All right. Danny, I know you've been dying to talk about one of our favorite places to talk about, Australia. They have lots of news AF going on there. We always like to talk about emoji news. The two have combined like chocolate and peanut butter to bring us this story. Australia is going to be introducing emoji characters for license plates.
I like that you said chocolate and peanut butter. It's not a combination that I would think would work, but it is delicious whenever I eat it. Like in
everybody thinks chocolate.
Yeah, but every time I'm like, oh, chocolate in peanut butter, I don't want that. Mm-hmm. And then the minute I eat it, I'm like, that was delicious.
What about emoji
I'm gonna tell
in
you.
Your license plate?
So I wonder if this is going to have the same effect. Like, it's a bad idea. But then when I see a cute little emoji on a license plate, I'll be like,
like
that's
an
not too bad. Like in this picture, that's kind of interesting. The laughing, crying emoji there.
Here's what I think. They're going to allow emojis, but they're not going to be significant to locating it's only the first four or five digits of the thing that is going to matter. And then they're like, do you remember anything else? There's like a laughing, crying emoji. And they're like, that guy.
You know, the problem is emojis are the language of the future. We talked about this last week. Mm-hmm. And as it slowly replaces, all
the Roman alphabet.
The Roman alphabet. Eventually, we'll speak just in emojis. I'm surprised that
this
is being allowed.
How are we going to speak in emoji, Danny?
Like this? Like we are just right now?
Yeah.
Where there's
should I be quiet and just make facial expressions? Is that what we're doing?
I think we have the same language. Our language is just not using the Roman alphabet anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right now it said they're allowing, or they will allow, March 1st.
I don't even know if it's the Roman alphabet. I just
wink, sunglasses, heart eyes, and smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about smize?
Would you guys use smize? Any of those?
Yeah. Would I use any of those? I'd use sunglasses for sure.
Yeah.
Sunglasses are healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're promoting eye care?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if I do the wink. That's too suggestive.
What do you think people would do?
Oh, people would follow him and then just
follow me to parking lots. Like, Liz, I call her up. People are following me into the truck stops again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why are you at the truck stop? Oh, no reason.
The gas is the cheapest at the truck stops.
Yeah. On the truck side, it's always cheaper. You wouldn't know probably because you haven't ever done it, but I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be home in 4 hours.
None of these emojis that they're allowing really represent me and how I feel when I drive.
What is your one emoji?
Red face with steam coming out the ears.
Yes, that would be an appropriate emoji.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the angry
rage.
Face.
Angry face.
Yeah.
For sure.
Angry face.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear if any of our Australian listeners end up getting the emoji license plate.
It's not news until every single digit on there is emoji. When they're like, what was his license plate? And they're like, cry, eggplant, peace sign,
peaches,
yield sign.
Peaches. But Tyson, that's when it's not news. This is the news. This is us at the forefront.
Okay. We're at the forefront again.
Again.
Once again.
Right?
Yeah.
Once it's all emojis, no one's even going to be talking about it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. Let's talk about this story. We were talking about the idea of maybe putting people in nursing homes to work reviewing content on Facebook. But
maybe. No, we for sure should do
that. Yeah, genius. Okay.
Well, one man has decided that he is going to get out of the nursing home racket, and instead, he is going to start living at a Holiday Inn because it is way cheaper. Tyson, do you like this idea?
I like it, but I have an even better idea.
What is it?
My dentist, who he is a doctor, and none of us are, so he's obviously more intelligent than all three of us combined. When he retires, he's going to just stay on cruise ships until he dies.
Gross. That's so gross.
It's way cheaper than nursing homes. Yeah. It's all-you-can-eat buffet, and there's always doctors on board, so you can always go to the boat doctor for
any
checkup.
Cleaner than probably a nursing home.
Probably than a nursing home, but than a Holiday Inn, it's probably about the same.
No, it's cleaner. And then
the cruise
ship's a pretty low bar, but it's probably also cleaner.
Yeah. And they have live entertainment. They have everything right there.
And if you go to Florida, that Patriots guy can point you in the right direction for a good massage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A great massage.
Easy. So.
Allegedly.
This man, Terry Robinson, wrote a Facebook post about how he is going to stay at the Holiday Inn, that the cost of care in a nursing home is $188 per day, whereas a Holiday Inn costs $59.23. You get breakfast. They have some happy hours in the afternoon, and he's going to save $128.77 a day. They have free toothpaste and razors and free shampoo.
Oh,
and all those things are perks. Room.
I love it, but I love the cruise idea even more.
Hmm.
I don't like the cruise idea. You're at
really?
Sea. Yeah, it's like you're locked in with all these strangers. You're trapped in a freaking
I'd rather
cruise ship.
Stay at the Holiday Inn and watch Facebook videos.
Yeah, but you can watch Facebook videos on the ship. You don't have to go out at the ship, but you have the option.
They have good internet on the ship?
Yeah, they have great internet on the ship.
Hmm.
They better, because there's nothing else to do on those ships. You can swim in the pool for only so long.
What about the onboard
shrimp.
Surf wave, the poker games? You got bingo.
This
got
guy's
live
not on a
high-end
cruise ship, Tyson. He's on like the Disney one where most people fall ill with some stomach bugs.
Yeah, but at least you die proud instead of dying bedridden.
You die proud with the sea in your hair and the
there you
salt
go.
On,
that's what
on
I'm
your
saying.
Nostrils.
And from Giardia, you're just like evacuating your bowels till you die of dehydration instead of lying decrepit, getting bed sores in a Holiday
okay,
Inn.
Okay, I see the way you're like, you die a seafaring man.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then I think they do a pirate's funeral for you or a Viking's funeral.
They just push you off into the water?
And shoot flaming arrows at you till they hit you.
Oh, that would be cool.
And then they post the video on Facebook, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then another old person watches it, decides to retire, gets on the cruise, and that's the circle of life.
Okay. Danny, I thought of you when I saw this story today. There is a new study out that says that food preservatives and additives could contribute to making people lazy.
I think it's true from my...
I think I'm a pretty safe argument for the opposite. I eat nothing but preservatives.
Yeah, he'll take the food out of the preservatives just to eat only.
Yeah, I squeeze them in a vice to get just straight preservative liquids, and then I drink that. And look at how active I am.
And you're 62 years old. Look at that face.
Danny is very active.
I am
almost too active.
Yeah, I should tone it down.
Like, something is for sure suspect here.
Yeah, maybe it's all these artificial ingredients. I've been...
the government doesn't want us to know about that. If you concoct the exact correct cocktail, you become hyperactive in all the good ways, like Danny is.
Now, this is the second article I've seen about how terrible preservatives are for you, which, by the way, is a no-brainer. Yeah, do you think all these things that aren't found in nature...
chemicals that people are just making in labs?
You mean to tell me that, let's see what it is, sodium acid phosphate, pyrophosphate, isn't good for me?
I thought it was a vitamin.
Doesn't that grow in spinach?
Isn't that a mineral?
Mm-hmm. I mean, who thinks that that is good?
I don't know. But it does help with flavoring and keeping food last longer.
Yeah, so that's good. We should all be appreciative that we have such a bounty of food. And this is one of the reasons why.
Yeah.
Because our food lasts forever.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. The downside is it's making us lazy. That's making us fat. That's making us retire early. But the cruise ship business is now going to go through the roof.
And the Holiday Inn business.
And the Holiday Inn business.
Moderation videos is
going to be booming. It's not all bad. Some places are really going to get the artificial flavoring boom. They're going to feel it.
Okay. Danny, do you feel like that people would be more active if they switched to an organic food diet?
No, because you're just exhausted trying to find organic food all the time.
You're wasting all your energy trying to find the organic food.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's so hard to read through all these lists. Yeah, there's definitely a trade-off.
Okay. This is a quick one that Britain's fattest cat finally has a home. Do you think that this cat has eaten a lot of inorganic phosphate, Danny?
Okay, I'm not going to knock Britain's fattest cat.
17 pounds.
He's going to be famous. He's going to make his owner millions. My kid is making me read Grumpy Cat's book to him.
Mm-hmm.
We read it every night.
Mm-hmm.
And Grumpy Cat has brought its owner tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah, do you think that people will overfeed their cat to try to get national attention?
Look, people will exploit their children to become famous. How much better would you feel about yourself just exploiting a cat?
So I don't think financially, anybody should exploit a cat.
No, but I'm saying nobody should exploit either of those two things.
Don't put that video on Facebook either. People have to watch it.
But a fat cat, look at this thing. These people just made a financial investment that's going to return millions to them.
Yeah, dude, if they can get that Instagram account.
That four different homes got rid of this.
They're all short-sighted. Nobody wanted the air conditioner until, you know, it was shown to the right person who understood its value. So
even the indoor toilet got some poo-pooing, if you will, from
and this cat is definitely on par with the indoor toilet and air conditioning. It's going to bring as much joy as both those devices combined together.
Okay. Yes, 100%.
All right. So we wish a long, happy life for Britain's most heavy cat.
Nine lives.
By the way, this cat does not look fat.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's.
Look at it.
Looks okay.
My cat is disgusting. We have a cat, which
the picture from the front, the profile isn't that bad.
Yeah, these people don't know what a big cat looks like.
Yeah.
This cat's fine. He's healthy. He's eating all the
husky
inorganic phosphate he wants.
Okay. This is a crazy story that I want to talk about. There is a 10-year-old boy. Tyson, did you end up watching this video that was from ABC News?
Yeah, I did. I watched the video and I read the article.
Okay. All right. So there's a 10-year-old boy, and the 10-year-old boy claims that he has all these memories of being an actor in like the silent era of movies and a Broadway dancer, and then went on to be an agent, and then had this whole life and very vivid memories. And then it's a 10 year old kid. Yeah. And then they were looking through like a book of like old Hollywood. And then the kid said, oh, that's me. And now they've been able to sort of like match up the kid's memory from a past life with this guy that died, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. It's finally proved what Danny's always believed in. Reincarnation.
Dude, I don't want to be reincarnated. I already went through this life once. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be reincarnated as a fat cat.
Yeah, but what if you're reincarnated as your friend that you're super jealous of?
Yeah, but it's more likely I'm going to return as a Facebook moderator in my second life. I don't think I could do any better than what I'm currently doing. I feel like I want it all to end.
Yeah. You've peaked.
But this is an amazing story.
Yeah, well, even some of the facts that he said he were right, they were like, no, you're wrong. He was 59 when he died, not 61. But when they looked at his birth certificate, the death certificate was 2 years off, so he actually was 61. So there is some crazy stuff, but also at the same time, it's like,
his parents probably coached him.
I could do some research on something right now and get national news or work.
Look, my kids say crazy stuff all the time. They know things that I don't even understand how they know them because of YouTube Kids and the internet. Yeah.
My kids talk about stuff that where did you get that from? The one thing I thought that was the weirdest thing in this video, Tyson, was that towards the end, the kid talks about like what a joke it is to live to be 61 and then be born and then to be back as like a little kid. And I feel like that's a very weird thing for a kid to say.
That is a weird thing for a kid to say. Yeah, it is kind of weird, but it's like, let me tell you how this story's going to go, Rob.
How's it go?
Remember when we watched the video of the two military Navy planes chasing the alien spaceship and it was like classified and we were all hyped on aliens for 2 days? We're going to be hyped on reincarnation for like 2 days. Then we're all going to forget this story happened, go on with our lives, and then we're all going to die and come back as butterflies and be like, well, that kid was fucking right, dude. I guess we should have just...
A butterfly?
But it's like they forgot to wipe this kid's brain. I mean, don't you think this kid is going to have a weird...
So you think the aliens forgot to wipe his brain?
He's 10. He had like a God knows.
They said as he's getting older,
movie sets.
They said that's true, dude. Like with the big bopper,
seen some just crushing stuff,
crushing it.
And then
dude.
He was an agent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so he's lived a hard life before this one.
He lived a crazy life before.
So if he was really accurate, then why hasn't he come out with any of those dope stories?
I'm not impressed.
Memories.
Yeah. I'm still skeptical for sure, because that's how we are supposed to be, is skeptical. But they said as he gets older, he's like remembering less and less about his former life. So hopefully it will all fade and then it will just be buried in his subconscious somewhere.
Yeah. All right. It's a weird story. It's an interesting video if you want to check it out. That Lester Holt sits down.
What do you think about it? You think it's real? You think he's true? You think you believe in reincarnation now as the one and only true afterlife?
Way to pin him down on a position, Tyson.
I don't know. I feel like it would be, I guess it's better than nothing.
Yeah, it is probably. And if you could figure out a way to hide your all the gold.
Not better than nothing back. If I come back as like a Calcutta gutter cleaner.
You're coming back as a Calcutta gutter cleaner, but guess what? You hid all that gold in your former life and you just got to get to the gold.
Oh, and no one's going to wonder
a new movie.
Why someone from the lowest caste in India has traveled all the way to America and now is in my parents' basement rummaging around.
Don't hide it in your parents' basement.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wherever I hide it, I'm definitely going to raise
it. Let's find each other in the next life.
Okay, and start the podcast again.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That would be interesting because we'd all be three different things. And then like maybe Danny's like a cow, but he's like a cow from India, which is like the holiest of cows. Yeah. And Rob is like, I don't know, WWE wrestler. And I'm like probably the world's number one country singer.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I don't know why I got the cow, but
Danny, okay, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Oh yes.
Okay. Do we have time for the song this week?
No, it's kind of a weird schedule that we're running.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's not do it. Let's just skip that song and move right into the bolt hole. I'm just going to keep talking here and give you an opportunity to just there it is.
Got him. We got him. Do you think we got you? You're
gonna got me so hard.
What? You're gonna feel you belong.
All right.
Tyson's gonna cry broga when I talk about this story. Because that's broga. What Tyson does. He's like,
no,
oh.
I don't cry broga. I take a story that's trying to hype itself somehow, or somebody's like grasping at straws, just trying to get a story out there, and this is what they come up with.
Do you think I'll tell you. Facebook video moderators don't have it that bad? Maybe that they're just trying to get
No, I think they've probably got it bad. It pretty bad.
Let's make a nice video for them of like, we love you, Facebook moderators.
Yeah. But then you have to get it flagged.
And then somebody has to flag it.
Yeah. Okay.
A bunch of times.
Well, this new trend should be flagged. I mean, I don't want them.
Is it a trend? Are you saying it's a trend?
That's where Tyson gets mad if you say it's a trend when only a couple.
I'm saying, look, it could be broga level activity on this one, Tyson. But whatever it is, it needs to die. It needs to die young. This whole idea here.
Don't let your internet assistant hear you say that, Danny. You're going to get the police in front of your house.
I know, exactly, right? There is a new wedding photo trend, Tyson, taking place. And there are several pictures. So it's more than just one person. And it is vaping wedding photos.
Oh, I saw that. I did see that.
Is it vaping or juuling, Danny?
Whatever you want to call it, what it looks like are human locomotives.
Vape clouds.
Spewing steam.
Juuling. What's juuling? Robert, are you into something we don't know about?
I heard vaping is over. Everybody's juuling.
Okay, so let's call it juuling. There's one here where it's a group of like 10 people juuling into the air, and it actually looks like something terrible is happening to all of them, like the aliens are summoning their young spirits from their mouths. But whatever this is,
I'm bringing a cigar to one of those.
Broga level. Cigars would be cooler, actually. Way cooler if everybody was chomping a giant cigar.
No, cigars are cool.
Yeah, this, on the other hand, this needs to die. And there, my Alexa is probably calling the police right now, but this does need to die.
Yeah, the police are on their way to your house.
I'll be like, I said that Julie needs to die. Officer, who's Julie?
Yeah.
No, Julene. So I hope this isn't a trend. I'm looking through the pictures here.
Danny, what if you were at a wedding party and they said, Danny, we need you to juul in this picture?
No, I turn around and walk away. I'm like, that's stupid. I don't do that. I wouldn't even want to be at a wedding in the first place.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, by the way, we're going to do a juuling photo. Everyone get in here. I'd be like, no.
You know, I think this story is being reported. I see it on foxnews.com. Danny, did you get it from foxnews.com?
No, this is on Daily Mail. So it is more than one place.
Yeah. I do find that, and we do get a lot of News AF stories from them, that sometimes when they say it's a new viral trend, it's usually suspect.
That's usually when we know it's not.
Because there's another, I see another
viral trend
in the related stories here. Another viral trend, woman spreading.
Okay, the woman spreading thing
on Instagram.
That's not necessarily a trend. But this, if you look through this on your Fox News article, there are more than two pictures. Remember broga? The problem Tyson had with broga is that there was almost no picture evidence of it taking place. There's almost no evidence of it taking place anywhere. Here,
and it got a whole article written about it still.
Here we have at least several wedding groups participating in producing giant clouds of vape over the bride and groom. I don't know. Maybe that's your idea of romantic. I mean, I'm just someone who doesn't like weddings in the first place. Now you've included vapes. So let's hope that this trend is let's hope that this trend and gender reveal parties,
woman spreading wedding photos, Danny, would you prefer that?
Is that like Sharon Stone?
No.
Type of
no,
a thing?
No.
What is this? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Like, you know manspreading, Danny?
Yeah, I know what manspreading is.
This is that women are taking pictures of in poses, women spreading.
Giving them a taste of their own medicine.
They have pants on, Danny.
So do the men.
Don't make it twisted.
I wasn't making it twisted. I was just trying to gain an understanding. Look, all these
trends.
Why are
you getting all twisted up in here?
I am. All these things are pretty dumb. And luckily, they don't last very long. I mean, we saw Brogo once. We never saw it again.
Yeah.
And so I can only hope that the same thing applies to some of these ideas.
Here's another wedding story. Vegan bride slammed after banning meat-eating guests and a mom from the wedding. We don't want to host murderers.
Oh, I did see that. I saw that story.
That's a big stand to take.
Yeah, one of the best sketches I ever saw is a sketch of a meat eater going over to his vegan friend's house and asking, "Hey, where's the meat?" And the guy goes, "Well, we don't eat meat." He goes, "Well, when you came over to my house, I made a dish for you for your needs. Mm-hmm. I think like you should do the same thing for me. You know, like, hey, let's help each other out." But it only goes one way, and they're not interested in having a discussion about that. So I could see that totally happening. That wedding thing, that story, getting pissed off about murderers and throwing the mother-in-law out for eating meat.
But it seems like that these people are still in the bride's life. It just feels like it seems like the wedding is a weird place to take the stand.
See, what I'm going to do if I get married again is I'm going to say anyone who wants to eat inorganic phosphate, get the hell out of my wedding. I'm not having that there.
It?
No, take your inorganic phosphate and get the hell out of my wedding. That's not acceptable.
Wait, so I thought you like inorganic phosphate.
I thought you liked inorganic phosphate,
yeah, but
too.
I got to take some crazy
a stand,
position.
A hard line somewhere.
I need to find outrage somewhere in my life, and I think that's going to be it. It's going to be
this
like,
is it? You're a crusader for
inorganic phosphate. Yeah. That's my
this
thing.
This is what you need to do. You need to be a crusader against all preservatives, but then also just eat them all the time and deny that any of them are.
Tyson opens up my closet in my room and all my lights are off and I'm in there just like
spicy Cheetos.
Inorganic phosphate in one hand, artificial coloring in the other. I look like I've just gotten into the bowels of a dead animal. I'm vaping through one nostril. It's like, yeah, this is my life now.
Oh, what a party animal. This is my life now.
Put that up as a video on Facebook.
Oh, dude, it would crush it. And then just be like,
it's a moderator.
Love you, moderators.
Okay.
Blow him a kiss.
All right, that's it. I've got nothing else.
Nothing else. All right.
Loved it.
Anything else, Tyson?
No. Just, go if you could watch the Tall Slim Tees thing and also like it and comment and tell me what character you love the most, probably the cowboy.
Yeah. We don't want people to flag it, but if the moderators could just like take a break and watch, if any of the Facebook moderators are listening, go look that video up on YouTube.
Yeah. And, go enjoy it.
Yeah. Have a nice laugh of Tyson playing 8 different characters. Take a break from all the snuff films and conspiracy videos.
Beheadings. Beheadings, grenade mishaps.
Dude. Right.
All, you know.
Gnarly. I think if I were in that job, I'd just have to tell myself that it's all fake. I'd be like, this is all Hollywood produced, and I just have to determine whether it's rated R or not.
But no, I don't think it would work.
Why don't these people go work somewhere else? They're not being paid that well. Is it just like, I'll put Facebook moderator on my resume for 6 months?
It's like I told you, the guy who went to work for YouTube, he originally thought it was just a starting position, and he would quickly be climbing up that greasy corporate pole. And then
greasy.
He never got up that. He just stayed there for so long.
No matter how much he greased the pole, he could never get any higher.
No.
Was it a metaphor, or they really have a pole?
They have a pole that
that
you
would
grease.
Be awesome. At the bottom, where all the moderators are, they have a grease pole. And at the very top is the executive lounge. If you can get up there, you will be hired.
Yes.
Every 2 hours, you get 10 minutes to try climbing the corporate grease pole. Yeah. But the corporate grease pole, they give everybody in the office the same 10 minutes. So it's just a scramble.
Yeah. Is it like,
I like it.
Where Bane
now I'm kind of
lived in The Dark Knight
It's exactly
Rises.
Where Bane lived. Yeah, yeah, that's where the office is where Bane lived.
that's where they watched the Facebook videos.
You know that Bane, Bane's actually the little girl. It's not the scary mask guy.
Interesting.
Whoa. Now we know.
Yep.
What little girl?
Bane, the person who escaped from the prison,
yeah,
wasn't Bane with the scary mask. It was the French girl when she was a child.
Yeah.
She climbed up that thing and got out.
Not Ra's al Ghul, the other one?
Isn't Ra's al Ghul the girl?
I don't know.
She's the French girl.
Dude, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, man, we were on such a high note, too.
We're going to get
We were on such a high note.
No, let's get... Why did we have to end here with Batman, the worst... I'm not even going to say. He's like the lamest superhero.
That's a hot take.
Okay. There we go.
I know. That's going to bring hate now. But I mean, in a world of superheroes, if you pit them all against each other, if you put every superhero together...
They all have DNA super... They all have superhero DNA, except for one of them.
Mm-hmm. And he's the world's greatest detective.
Look, 70% of the superheroes out there, the Hulk picks up and tears in half with almost no effort. Mm-hmm. And Batman
is
on that list.
Guy.
He's on the top. He's in the top
Danny
tier.
He does rage pretty quickly.
Well, I mean, like Superman, the Hulk, Thor, all of these have real power. Mm-hmm. The people who like are rich and put things together and have throwing stars, Black Widow. That guy who shoots bows and arrows. I mean, come on. Yeah. Anyway, why are we talking about this? Can we just end this show? Why am I talking about zero?
Well, we started talking about the place where they moderate the Facebook videos is like where Bane grew up.
Yeah.
And then we got into talking about Batman. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
So that's your hierarchy of superheroes.
Pretty much.
Okay.
And who's the worst superhero of all time?
I don't want to say. I really don't. People love their superheroes, and I've already dumped on Batman.
I
want to
hear it.
Best than Batman? Who, Robin?
You have
Robin's pretty lame. He's like Batman's sidekick. You're a sidekick to one of the worst superheroes out there.
But who's the worst? Who's the worst? Who's your least favorite superhero based on
superheroes? Batman's pretty low.
Who's lower?
Robin. Robin's pretty low.
Is there somebody lower than Robin?
Not that I can think of right off the top.
Is there somebody lower than Batman besides Robin?
No, well, Black Widow's down there.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Again, the Hulk picks her up and tears her in half.
Okay, fine.
It's a good thing.
What about Catwoman?
Side.
Oh, Catwoman has superpowers. Yeah.
The minute you get some gene alteration that gives you an actual power, now you've stepped up to a platform that is above.
You like a mutant.
Yeah, the mutants.
So you think people born with it, with the superhero DNA, are first and foremost the strongest of all, and then people who acquire the power from...
Tyson, do you want to start a side podcast where we can discuss superheroes endlessly?
AF.
I think this is about news, actual, factual, which superheroes are not.
Yeah, but your take on them could be.
It's not. This is all bias.
You know what gives you
conjecture.
Superpowers, I heard? Inorganic phosphate.
Dude, yeah. If you eat enough of that,
if you vape inorganic phosphate, you will grow in places you didn't even think possible.
Okay. Well, everybody hit Danny up on Twitter. See who is least favorite and favorite. Get the whole hierarchy of superheroes at Danny Bryson.
All right. Of course, you could check out Tyson and his commercials as well for Tall Slim at Tyson Apostle. I'm at Rob Sestrino. Thanks so much, Scott St. Pierre, for putting this all together. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Special thanks to our friends over at True Car for sponsoring this episode of Rob Has a Podcast. Every car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up your first date, that luxury package you got after that big promotion, or the mileage you save by riding your bike all summer long. Now, while you can't put a price tag on your stories now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or to trade it in. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage. You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it's going to ding your wallet, so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True cash offer not available in all areas.